we have a very gracious community, and our food bank is full and is doing well. And I think we got what I've ordered and stuff, things pretty set for Thanksgiving. I know that the Scouts will probably be doing their annual food drive. I'm not sure when, but we could always use it, you know, vegetables, things for holiday things, cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie mix, canned milk, things like that that we put in special for the holidays. But we could always use canned goods in the food bank.
In the past, I know KFSK has reported on there being, I mean, close to 90 boxes requested. That's boxes of food for Thanksgiving meals for families. Uh-huh. Do you have any idea about what the number might be this year?
I'm thinking that we're going to do close to 60 or 70, but from what I have, but because of the food stamps going up and extra money coming out to people, sometimes people don't think they need to apply and stuff. So that makes it a little different in this way. But we're always prepared. Like last year, we had, I think, almost 15 families come in after the distribution date because they forgot to apply. So you just never know.
You mentioned usually I know the Salvation Army has volunteers like the Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts helping to fill those boxes. Are you having any issues this year with volunteers because of the pandemic?
The Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are doing a food drive, but preparing the boxes is actually done by our local Coast Guard guys. They've volunteered the last 3 years that I have been here, and they're doing it again this year. So that's good muscles and good men to move boxes around. So the Coast Guard has always blessed us with their help.
So you mentioned that the food bank is pretty full because the community is generous.
Yeah.
Is there anything different than that you're seeing this year because of COVID?
I don't know if it's because of COVID. You know, when COVID started and stuff, we stocked everything. People are very gracious with their giving. One thing I have, we're going to have two kettles out, one at the hardware store, and then Hammer and Weekon is going to let us be at the grocery store. So there's opportunities for groups to ring the bells for our kettles. The money that we get in at kettles actually is my operating money for social services throughout the year with housing and electric and heat and stuff. So that's still something very vital here. And Hammer and Weekon Grocery Store is also having the giving bags. There's a sack that they will have out there, and you pay for that, and then that food that is represented in that giving bag will be donated to us for our Christmas food boxes. So that's also a big help that our community does, where they buy these giving bags at Hammer and Weekon. And those will be out probably around the first part of December also. But the kettles is our big focus, you know, food boxes, but then getting the kettles out. So I'm going to encourage our normal volunteers and service organizations that call and sign up for a date to ring the bells.
In terms of getting help to families and getting food supplies to families who need it, what's the application process like, in case people don't know?
Oh, how do they go? So simple. It's name, address, phone number, and then the kids' name and their needs and stuff. It's just a one-page, very simple process. It's not, I don't dig into your financial information or anything like that. It's very simple process.